Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. Welcome back to the David Bellavia Show. We are the financial guys in for David today. Mike Sparazza, Mike Lomas joining you. Now very happy to have a very, very special guest, Elise Stefanik, a congresswoman here in New York, now announcing today she is running for governor against potentially Kathy Hochul. We'll see. But first off, Elise, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time out with the financial guys here on WBEN.
It is great to be with you. I know you have a huge following in Western New York, so happy to chat with you on this important day when I announce I'm running for governor to fire Kathy Hochul once and for all and save our state.
I love it.
We need a firing, so that would be very good, Elise. We need that badly here. Let's talk first a little bit about affordability here in New York. Obviously, taxes, cost of living, cost of things here in New York, across the state, not only just New York City, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, you name it. How do you plan to attack the affordability crisis here in New York?
And let me just add to that, Elise. I was surprised when I brought up AI that affordability was the number one reason New Yorkers were leaving. I actually thought it would have been crime, but I was surprised to find out it was affordability.
It's affordability. So I will tell you, in the New York City mayor's race, Mamdani correctly identified affordability as the key issue. His policies, though, will make it only more unaffordable. So I launched with an ad today that is focused on making New York affordable and safe. And here's the reality. New York, under Kathy Hochul's leadership, is the most unaffordable state in the nation. We have the highest taxes, the highest energy prices, highest utility prices, highest grocery bills, highest insurance bills. The list goes on. And it's because of the policies. All the regulations, all the taxes upon taxes, the fact that she has crushed energy independence, has banned fracking, has not allowed pipelines and blocked them every step of the way, people are paying higher bills when it comes to energy. So we are going to be leaning in on this issue and holding her accountable for her failure. While Kathy wants to raise taxes and has a record of doing so, I delivered the biggest tax cut in history for New York families, where we increased the state and local tax deduction to take away that double taxation burden because of the high taxes in New York State. I delivered that massive tax cut. Kathy Hochul is being beholden right now to the socialists who are going to demand a tax increase on top of all the other high taxes that she's put in place.
Yeah, and Elise, one sec to that too. You know, you brought up Mamdani earlier this week, obviously being elected a mayor of New York. His policies have to increase taxes, right? I mean, you can't just keep giving away free things in this state.
Well, he said that's the plan.
Yeah, that's the plan, right?
But he needs the governor to do that. He can't just increase taxes.
But your point,
that's
his
plan.
And she's bending the knee to him and almost has to at some point, right?
She's bending the knee. She bent the knee in this primary campaign, and she didn't have to do it. She's a weak leader of the New York Democrat Party. This should have never happened. Instead, she propelled him. But I will tell you, if you look at the data, he barely got over 50%. And this is a city that 7-1 outnumbers registered Democrats to Republicans. That means that almost the majority of New Yorkers did not vote for the Democrat Party nominee. He's a socialist. So that's an opportunity for Republicans to make inroads in this broad coalition, which is what we're doing. Kathy Hochul, when it comes to taxes, they are already heckling her. Just last night, as we were putting together our announcement to run for governor, where was Kathy Hochul? Oh, she was in Puerto Rico getting heckled about how she has to increase taxes. Everywhere she goes, the radical far left of Democrats, they are going to continue to hold her hostage, and she will bend the knee. It is a state assembly that supports raising taxes. It is a Democrat-controlled state Senate that supports raising taxes. She may try to play games and put it in after the election, like she did with the commuter tax, with the congestion pricing, which is a tax on working people. That's how Democrats try to do this. And the other catastrophic policy among many that's going into effect next year is this insane gas stove ban. It's insane.
Crazy.
It's going to increase all these affordability challenges. It's going to make it even more unaffordable to build new homes, to do construction, and the energy costs are going to shoot through the roof.
I was talking at least to a buddy of mine who's in the construction business, has helped me out with a lot of projects. And we were looking at the possibility of building another, you know, warehouse. And he said, Mike, he goes, I can't do it. There's no way you'll be able to heat that warehouse with electricity next year. So forget about it. Just forget about it. That's not my core business. So I'm like, well, whatever. But I'm thinking, I mean, that is literally, you're going to see, I believe, this huge stop in construction January 1st. Now, they're telling us that homes are not affordable, but yet they're taking away, you know, the ability for contractors and builders to build. I mean, you just can't heat your home with electric. We can't get enough of it. And they don't want to be blamed for it.
And the other piece that's really important here is this is a safety and security issue, having natural gas. And when you think about the blizzard in Western New York that was devastating, where people died, natural gas was how some people were able to survive that. It is catastrophic for families, for businesses, not just on the affordability piece, but on the literally safety, live or die in cold climates like the North Country and Western New York with very difficult winters.
One question. I know we've only have a limited amount of time with you. I wanted to talk to you about crime, because what's amazing to me in the state of New York is we continue to let the same criminals out. You know, we had Rudy Giuliani on the show maybe a year or two ago, and he said, Mike, he had a statistic that was just crazy to me. It was something like a few hundred people in New York City are responsible for like 90% of the crimes. It's because we continue to let these same people out. Thinking, all right, exactly. Just go round these people up and a huge part of the crime will go away.
Yes, and the failed bail reform, which is what has driven this crime crisis, Kathy yes. Hochul owns that issue. And this has been years of the implementation of failed bail reform, as well as the defund the police movement that has taken over the Democrat Party, that has turned their backs on law enforcement. It also has impacts on people's day-to-day lives, life or death. People have died. People have been raped by these violent criminals that are released on our streets. The reality is in New York, in some of these cities, particularly New York City, they lock up the toothpaste, but they release the violent criminals. Something is deeply wrong, and there's no common sense, no strength there. And Hochul tries to talk a big game when she's negotiating the budget. We still have failed bail reform. She doubled down on this. She owns this crime crisis. And these victims' families, when you talk to them, Hochul does not listen to them. It is inexcusable as a governor that we have, frankly, an unsafe state. And what's interesting, it sort of reminds me of when the Biden administration tried to convince people, we didn't have an inflation issue after the Inflation Reduction, the Inflation Expansion Act. Kathy Hochul tries to say there's not a crime crisis. People know it. You walk onto the street, people know there's a crime crisis in New York.
Yeah. Well, people are not intentionally. I've got friends that are like, well, I'll give you a better example. My daughter last year, senior trip, she had the opportunity to go to Mexico or New York City. And as a parent, we decided Mexico would be safer because she was at a resort. I didn't want her getting pushed in front of a subway train. I mean, is that nuts?
That says it all. We need a tough on crime. We need a New Yorkers first, criminals last. The other radical positions that Kathy Hochul has embraced is Zora Mamdani wants to abolish prisons, literally does not want prisons.
Can
to
you
exist
imagine?
And wants, yeah, full bore criminals.
Elise, I honestly, I cannot even believe you and I are having a conversation about that. Like somebody would run for office and win on saying we don't need prisons. But the funny thing is all these Democrats, none of them are going to welcome these people into their homes, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's the same old story. Like, all right.
You know, go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good.
I was going to say, we're having this conversation. You know what's interesting is I talk to my colleagues in Congress just around the country. When we mention some of these New York policies, they think it's insane. They don't think it's real what's happening. When the New York delegation, Langworthy and others, and I were talking about the gas stove ban, they actually don't think that it's so far out of the realm of possibility to be considered because it's such an insane policy. And we tell them, oh, no, this is how catastrophic Democrat leadership led by Kathy Hochul has been in New York State. And New York should be the greatest. We are the greatest state in the country, but we have to have policies to fuel that greatness. And we've seen decay under Hochul.
Yeah. One last thing, by the way, where I think you can bring a lot of hope and is the old school Democrat Party. You know, these people are working class people. They put their boots on. They want to go work. You know, I when I was in college, I always talk about working at UPS. I was loading trucks there, right? And there was no, like, it was unionized, but man, we worked, right? And somewhere the Democrat Party changed to leaving all these working class people. And, you know, all of a sudden they were defending men and women's bathrooms and open borders. And like, that's not the Democrat Party that I remember. You know, when Glenn and I started radio 26 years ago, it was, we would argue about wages, which I could understand, right? Like, we want better wages. We're working hard. And you'd argue. And then at the end of the day, we'd be like, all right, cool. We'll go over across the street for a beer and some chicken wings, and we'll bring you guys back on in 4 months. It's so much different today. But I think there's so many moderate Democrats that just want to go back to working and arguing about wages.
They do, and we have done that in my district. People forget, my district was held by a Democrat, a blue dog Democrat, before I flipped it. These were traditionally sort of union, blue, traditional Democrat voters in some of the counties. We now win all 15 counties in my district because that coalition, the Republicans are the party of hardworking families. We are the party of workers in this state and across this country. And I've, you know, since I ran in 2014 to today, we've sort of seen that shift because the traditional Democrat Party has left those people far behind. And I think about my own upbringing. I grew up, my family started a small business, a plywood distribution company. If there were not people working in the warehouse, my dad into his 70s would make sure that those plywood panels were on the truck ready for delivery 5 days a week. And I understand that. And yet today's Democrat Party is so far removed from hardworking families, particularly in upstate New York, like my district and Western New York. So when we talk about Kathy Hochul, she's trying to reposition herself as a mom from upstate. And the reason she's doing that is I actually am a young mom from upstate. Hochul is a grandmother. She has left Western New York and upstate New York far behind and bent the knee to the radical communists who have taken over New York City.
Yeah. Well, the good news is she was able to put in a gas and propane generator into her house, my understanding is, before she demolished that for the rest of us.
And the new stadium. Don't forget that, too. Elise, let me give you a quick, before we let you go, a quick rapid fire of things I'm guessing you probably won't run on. So let's go through a Democrat talking point here recently. Free bus rides, government-run grocery stores, legalization of prostitution, legalization of drugs, defunding the police. I'm assuming that's not going to be in your bag
no,
of tricks.
No, that sounds like a catastrophe. Election. We're going to see that. Catastrophe. That's Hochul's platform. I think you're listing Hochul's platform that she just endorsed. Yes, that's Hochul's platform. No, my platform is making New York affordable, cutting taxes, making it the best state in the nation for small businesses and families, making sure that we're lowering energy costs, making sure that we're supporting law enforcement, that we repeal bail reform, that we frack baby frack to have affordable and abundant energy right here in New York, have better schools and just a better way of life that New Yorkers deserve. Again, we're the greatest state in the nation. Why do we have the worst policies running people out? People love New York. They hate the policies. And Kathy Hochul has delivered these bad policies.
Well said. Elise, thank you so much. And God bless you for stepping up. I know that's not easy. Your entire family is with you, right? I mean, it's not just you. It's your family that gets brought into this. And God bless you for having the stones to step up and have a voice.
And I'll say this, Elise, if you could promise me one thing, bring common sense back to the state, because we lost that a long time ago. And we need it back.
We're talking about getting rid of prisons.
Yeah,
crazy.
We need common sense.
We need common sense. We're going to bring that. Yes, I'm very blessed to have a supportive family. And this has been a road that, you know, 10 years ago when I ran for Congress, no one thought I could win. I think we are in a unique opportunity to build a coalition to win this race and save New York. I would not be running if I didn't think that was possible. I've been an underdog before, but it's going to take everybody. And it's really the people of New York. How they vote is going to save the state. That's what it's up to. So it's not just me. My name will happen to be on the ballot. It's about the people voting to give themselves a better future.
Yeah. And anything we can do to help you, obviously, Western New York, Rochester is where we broadcast. We will do anything we can to help you because we need you badly in the state.
Don't forget us. We'd love to have you in studio at some point.
I
know you're crazy busy.
Yep, we'll be on the show a lot over this next year in particular, and definitely some in the studio.
All right. I'll end it with God bless, and we will be praying for you for sure.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Lee Stefanik, a gubernatorial candidate for New York.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.